from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Hello there, you're listening to the English service from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Our program is available on voanews.id, application RRI Digital, and the frequencies 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz. And I'm Steve, I will be in here with you today. And in a moment, we will begin with the news. Here's the news, first the headlines. President pushes for high level of partnership with Japan. Two more Indonesian peacekeepers killed in Lebanon. And here is the news in detail. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto encouraged a high level of partnership between Indonesia and Japan at Japan-Indonesia Business Forum in Tokyo on Monday. The president believed that the shared interests of Indonesia and Japan can secure the future of both countries.
I'm here not only to support our continuing partnership. I want to push it to a higher level. I want to push it faster. The world has become smaller. There is no other way but close cooperation in all fields. I believe strong economic ties and partnership result in enduring peace and friendship. If we have joint and common interests, we will protect the present and the future.
President Prabowo stated that Indonesia is very open to investment and cooperation with Japan, as the strengths of each nation can create a mutually beneficial relationship. He invited Japanese companies to combine their technology and financial resources with Indonesia's resources for stability and peace. At the forum, 10 memoranda of understanding and cooperation agreements between Indonesia and Japanese businesses were signed, totaling up to $23.63 billion. The United Nations has expressed condolences for the death of three Indonesian National Armed Forces soldiers serving as members of the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon or UNIFIL. Ofra has the details.
The Undersecretary General for UN Peacekeeping Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, on Monday strongly condemned the incident and said they would conduct an investigation into this tragic development.
All acts that endanger the peacekeepers must stop, and all actors must adhere to their obligations to ensure the safety and security of the peacekeepers at all times.
Lacroix also highlighted a number of aggressive behaviors against peacekeepers in recent days. He emphasized that attack on UN personnel constitute a serious violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Despite the extremely dangerous conditions, the peacekeepers continue to carry out their duties and mandated. He reiterated his call for all parties to cease fighting and prioritize a political solution.
There cannot be a military solution. There has to be a political solution. The framework is there for a political solution. It's Resolution 1701, to which all the parties are still committed to the best of what we hear from them.
Two Indonesian peacekeepers were killed in an explosion that destroyed a UNIFIL logistics convoy near Bani Hayan, Eastern Sector, Lebanon, on Monday morning. Two others were injured, one of them critically. This incident adds to the Indonesian troops' mourn in Lebanon. The day before, one Indonesian Armed Forces personnel was also killed in an explosion inside the UNIFIL base in Etaib, a stern sector. Another was critical and has been evacuated to a hospital in Beirut. Overgina, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has secured investment commitment totaling $23 billion from Japan. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya revealed it during a press conference after Indonesia-Japan Business Forum in Tokyo on Monday. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia explained that 95% of these huge funds will be used to accelerate strategic projects such as the Masela Block and the green energy transition. The Indonesian government aims to have the project designs finalized and the construction tender process initiated by 2026. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstreaming Rosan Ruslani added that Japan's trust in Indonesia remains high despite the current uncertainty in global geopolitical and economic conditions. Through this cooperation, Indonesia is optimistic that it can become a major player in the global gas and environmentally friendly energy industries. Indonesia's Ministry of Forestry held a meeting with the Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA in Tokyo on Monday, following the President's directive to enhance bilateral cooperation. The meeting between Forestry Minister Raja Juliantoni and JICA Senior Vice President Yoshifumi Yoshikawa resulted in an agreement to strengthen strategic collaboration in forestry, particularly in climate change control, land degradation rehabilitation, and world-class conservation area management. The meeting also highlighted Indonesia's plan to develop world-class national parks and strengthen the World Mangrove Center Initiative as a global reference for mangrove ecosystem management. JICA welcomed these initiatives and expressed readiness to support Indonesia through technical cooperation, funding, and knowledge exchange as part of efforts to address global environmental challenges. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana held a bilateral meeting with Japan Airlines in Tokyo on Monday. The meeting aimed to strengthen air connectivity and collaboration and tourism promotion between Indonesia and Japan. In addition, the two parties also discussed opportunities for collaborative tourism promotion through Japan Airlines' various platforms, including its in-flight magazine, digital channels, and the JAL Mileage Bank Network, which could be integrated with Wonderful Indonesia campaign. Indonesia Ministry of Foreign Affairs, through its official social media in Jakarta on Tuesday, issued a joint statement with several countries condemning Israel's actions in Jerusalem. The statement was delivered alongside Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, with the foreign ministers denouncing ongoing restrictions of freedom of worship for Muslims and Christians in occupied Jerusalem. The restrictions include barring Muslim worshippers from accessing Al-Aqsa Mosque and limiting Christian access to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which they describe as serious violations of international law and historical status quo of holy sites. The ministers also affirmed that Israel, as the occupying power, has no sovereignty over Jerusalem and warned that the 30-day closure of Al-Aqsa Mosque gates, including during Ramadan, risks escalating tensions. They urged Israel to end their restrictions and called on the international community to take firm action against ongoing violations. Listener, that was the news. Coming up next is commentary titled, Three Indonesian National Armed Forces Soldiers Killed in UN Peacekeeping Mission by Anna Trijayakasih.
Indonesia mourns the death of three Indonesian National Armed Forces soldiers during the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon or UNIFIL peacekeeping mission in South Lebanon on March 29th and 30th. Two other soldiers were seriously injured and are currently receiving intensive care in Beirut. UNIFIL is still investigating the cause of this incident. The Indonesian soldier serves as peacekeeper, not combat troops. Their presence was part of the United Nations humanitarian mission, which aims to protect civilians, maintain stability, and support peace efforts. Indonesia emphasizes the importance of all parties respecting international humanitarian law and ensuring the safety of UN personnel. Attacks on peacekeepers can undermine global efforts to create security and stability. This incident underscores the real risk facing peacekeepers in conflict zones. Indonesia continues to fully support the UN mission and calls on all parties to ensure the safety of the soldiers. Their service reflects Indonesian soldiers' courage, professionalism, and commitment to supporting world peace and protecting civilians. The mission of Indonesian National Armed Forces soldiers is not only to maintain security, but also to serve as a symbol of international cooperation. Indonesia hopes the international community will appreciate and protect those dedicated to global peace. That was commentary.
Datang dengan sejuta pesonamu, kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu, kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta da 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 da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you. And the beauty is you. And the beauty is you. Beauty is you, you, yeah.
Any child around us might be a victim of bullying. They are hidden in plain sight because there are no apparent signs, and they are reluctant to seek help from adults. So, how do adults, especially parents and teachers, build trust so a bullying victim might want to open up? Here is the opinion of a psychologist at the Faculty of Psychology, Universitas Negeri Jakarta, Dr. Zarina Akbar.
Yeah. When it happened to our students, when it happened to our child, what we supposed to do? First, stay calm and create a safety for our children or our students. We need or we supposed to provide a safe and calm environment. We need to validate the child's feeling first. The most important thing is how to build the trust in here, to trust that they can share their story, they can share what they're feeling, what happened to them actually. Second, we listen without judgment. We listen without judgment. So children often feel disappointed because like we as an adult, parents or teachers, like somehow like we avoid quickly give us some advice or give punishment, right? So try to listen what they're talking, what they're sharing without judgment. And the third, document everything, keep track of the names, date, screenshot. For example, like in cyberbullying cases, everything they talk or share to us, that we keep document everything. And the most important things, they collaborate with the school, for example. Collaborate with school is very, very important in here, with the teacher, with the school principal, to coordinate about these things and monitor their emotional and also their health condition. I think that's this kind. What can we do when we detect this sign happen to our child or to our students? Yeah.
You can listen to the full VOI talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
There is bitter in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel
off, but sometimes you feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the store we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would go to be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across the country, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest news video. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. Padamu.
prisoner as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Sekarang apalah aku.
Listener, the United Nations has condemned a string of deadly attacks in Lebanon that claimed lives of Indonesian peacekeepers serving within the UN Interim Force in Lebanon or UNIFIL. And the incidents, which struck UNIFIL convoys and bases between March 29 and the 30th, left 3 Indonesian soldiers killed and several others wounded. UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix issued a strong statement from the UNHQ in New York, saying the attacks are unacceptable and stressing that peacekeepers must never be targeted. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed the casualties, and the Indonesian military reported that the wounded personnel had been evacuated to medical facilities. One of them is receiving intensive care at St. George Hospital in Beirut. And as of January 2026, Indonesia contributed 756 personnel to UNIFIL, affirming our long-standing role in international peacekeeping. Listener, I got this information from rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, that brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Nikmatnya dicumbu asmara bagai embun pagi yang menyentuh rerumputan. Oh, cinta akan ku berikan bagi hatimu yang damai. Thank you.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
VOI listener, Pinisi ship is a legendary wooden ship from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, which is thought to have been made since the 14th century or 1400s. Now, tourists can enjoy the sensation of sailing on the Pinisi ship in Indonesian waters. Usually, tourists sail on the Pinisi ship in the waters of Labuan Bajo. However, now the Riau Islands, which are the gateway to Indonesian maritime tourism, are offering sailing services on Pinisi ship for the first time while enjoying the stunning water landscape of the Riau Islands. Sailing on the Pinisi, you can enjoy the experience of sailing while enjoying the sunset against the backdrop of the Barelang Bridge, which is the icon of the city of Batam. On January 1, 2024, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, had the opportunity to enjoy the experience of sailing on the Pinisi ship in the Riau Islands. According to him, the natural view of the Riau Islands from the boat was very beautiful and the food service was super delicious. Sailing services on the Pinisi are not a new tourism product in Indonesia, but in Riau Islands waters, this is the first time and has become an attraction for local tourists. Listener, Pinisi Ship provides a number of facilities ranging from beds, food, and much more. You can try the 4 days, 3 nights, or 3 days, 2 nights package. Traveling on the Pinisi, you can relax with your family, diving, snorkeling, and more. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. You will listen to a conversation about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island. I'm going to say each word 2 times and please repeat after me.
Saat ini. Saat ini.
Which means right now.
Di pesisir. Di pesisir.
Which means on the coast.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island.
Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island.
Bersama. Bersama.
Which means together with.
Petugas. Petugas.
Which means officer.
Taman Nasional. Taman Nasional.
Which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now, I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there is the word
pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, a land next to or near the ocean.
Pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, is a word we use related to a natural landscape.
Pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, was used by Chris to state a part of beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature.
Terumbu karang, terumbu karang,
which means coral reef.
Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah.
Coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty.
Hutan bakau, hutan bakau,
which means mangrove forest.
Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa.
Which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was called the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal and my colleague
Ranov. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song, created by Aris and popularized by the New Cyclone Music Group, was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away, but at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening!
For listening to The Voice of Indonesia, don't forget to leave comments, questions to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and also to our WhatsApp, +62821238123 +62821238123 and please mail it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. Well, listener, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.